VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has voted to recommend President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. But as Sagar Meghani of AP reports, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake called for a delay in the full Senate vote to allow an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has moved Kavanaugh's nomination to the full Senate, but with all the drama that's marked Capitol Hill lately, the vote came after GOP Senator Jeff Flake said he'd back advancing Kavanaugh in exchange for delaying a vote by the whole Senate. He says the FBI should take up to a week to investigate allegations against Kavanaugh, which Democrats have been demanding.
This country's being ripped apart here. And we've got to make sure that we do due diligence.
It wasn't immediately clear if the Senate's leadership would back his call or press ahead with a vote. President Trump says he'll leave it to lawmakers. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Late Friday, the second most powerful Republican in the Senate, Texas Senator John Cornyn, said that the Senate will vote on a motion to proceed Saturday. That's one of the steps that leads to a full chamber vote on the nomination itself. But he said Republican leaders would allow up to a week for a background investigation. The man leading the inquiry into the Russian interference in the 2016 election, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, has agreed to meet with lawmakers. We get more from Rita Foley.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein oversees Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. He's recently denied reports that he secretly discussed with colleagues the possibility of using the 25th Amendment of the Constitution to remove the president from office. But lawmakers and the president want to talk to him.
AP's Rita Foley. This is VOA News. British investigators now say a third Russian military intelligence officer was involved in the poisoning in March this year. A former spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia in the southern English cathedral town of Salisbury. Officials say the officer, whom they suspect of carrying out reconnaissance for the nerve agent attack, has been identified by the British Security Services. As AP's Zaria Shakali reports, the Kremlin says it expects Britain to say what it knows about the identities of two suspects so Russian officials can launch an investigation.
President Vladimir Putin's spokesman says allegations from British-based investigative group Bellingcat and others can't be the basis for a Russian inquiry. Britain has charged Alexander Pedro and Ruslan Boshirov with trying to kill ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia with a Soviet-designed nerve agent Novichok. The Skripals survived the attack in Salisbury, but a resident of a nearby England town later died after apparently having contact with the poison. British officials allege the attack on the Skripals received approval at a senior level of the Russian state. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The UN Refugee Agency warns that a rise in violence in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is displacing more people and hampering humanitarian efforts. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, that includes operations to stop the spread of Ebola.
The main rebel groups, the Allied Democratic Forces, National Army for the Liberation of Uganda, have been active in the Beni area for some time. But UNHCR spokesman Barbara Baloche tells VOA, fighting has reached the city of Beni itself for the first time, creating a very tense situation and making it risky for staff to move around. WHO reports 154 confirmed and probable cases of Ebola in the area, including 101 deaths. The agency resumed its activities in Beni on Wednesday despite security concerns. WHO officials say they cannot afford to halt operations and allow the deadly Ebola virus to spread. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Campaigners fighting for equal access to places of worship in India won a key victory Friday when the Supreme Court lifted a centuries-old ban on girls and women between the ages of 10 and 50 entering one of the holiest Hindu temples in southern India. The court said that treating women as children of a lesser god is unconstitutional. It is the second judgment in 2 days that has given a boost to gender equality in India. In a separate ruling Thursday, the court struck down a law that criminalized adultery, saying it discriminated against women. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.